Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
A new report from the UCD Geary Institute has, for the first time ever, shown how Ireland is spending its public purse. This year, just over €114 billion will be spent through government departments and state agencies, and this report accounts for each and every cent. Dr. Nat O'Connor is the author of the report. He joins us now on the line. And Nat, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. This report is called Ireland's Public Spending Explained 2024. So tell us, where is our money going?
Well, the whole purpose of this report is to really public access to information, to give people an easier access to all the information about where the public money goes. So we're going to spend $114 billion. And what the report has done is break that down into just 105 different spending programmes. And it makes it easier to understand. So it's not just like what each department gets, because it's never clear, you know, OK, the Department of Health gets a certain amount of money, but what does it mean? But it's broken down into programmes that are more specific. So, for example, we're going to spend $10.7 billion on the state pension system. We're going to spend $8 billion on acute hospital services. And we're going to spend $4 billion on housing. So when you break it down in that way, it's just, it's more clear where your money is going and what are the goods and services that we're getting in return for that. Because, of course, the money is not going into a black hole. You know, we employ nearly 400,000 people who are serving the public. And so the report just helps give people access to the information they need. You know, they can download the report from publicpolicy.ie, which is the UCD Geary Institute website, and they can see for themselves, you know, where is their money going.
And as you say, because we often talk in the round around departments and department spending, and most people will be aware, for example, that the Department of Health has the biggest budget, and there's a huge amount of money going in there. How that is being spent is really interesting. $8 billion for acute hospitals, $4 billion for primary care reimbursements, that includes GP cards and subsidised health care. Can you tell us any of the rest of the health spending?
Sure. I mean, we obviously spend a lot of money on health. And what the report does, it has 30 what we call the top programmes, in each of which we're spending more than 1% of the national budget. And there are 9 different health programmes in that. So primary care services, so people's local primary care system, for example, $1.7 billion spent on those. Health capital spending is $1.5 billion. And that relates to all the work that's going on. There's a new children's hospital obviously being built, but other hospitals, other major investments on health infrastructure right across the country, including ICT systems, that's coming out of that budget. We'd be spending $1.4 billion on older person services and another $1.3 billion on mental health services. So when you break it down this way, you can see, you know, where the money is going.
Talk us through then what we know, what we've learned here from the Department of Education and the Department of Justice. There's quite a lot of money going into the staffing bill, I suppose, not surprisingly, for teachers and guards.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the 30 major programs, and the 30 major programs on their own account for nearly $93 billion. So that's more than 80% of all public spending. So just in a few pages, you can suddenly see, well, this is what the state does. These are the major things the state does. And obviously, there's some big welfare programs, such as the state pensions and illness disability, also child-related payments. But there's also things like, you know, primary teachers, secondary teachers, people teaching in higher education. These are departments that employ really, you know, thousands of people. So, for example, in the primary teachers, you know, we're going to spend $3.2 billion on primary teachers, so that might seem like a lot, but we're employing over 57,000 full-time equivalent workers in our primary schools. We've over 3,000 primary schools around the country, and there's more than 550,000 pupils who are enrolled. So that's the scale at which the state is operating. And when you see it on that scale, you can then say, okay, that's what we're getting in return for this investment. You know, that's literally, you know, how we pay for things. And of course, the report has a whole section on, you know, where the money comes from in terms of taxation and so on. But the main focus is on the, you know, the different spending programs, and there's a paragraph of text for each of them and lots of, you know, footnotes so people can find more information. So just to give people that bit of insight into where the money is going.
In the report, you say the budget is often voted through without clear detail on just where the public's money is going to be spent. Do you think that that's the wrong way to do things on the big budget day?
Yes. I mean, Ireland has been criticised for having a budget process that's very much controlled by the government. And when the government has a majority, the budget is announced, speeches are read out by the ministers, but the opposition is only getting the documents there and then. So naturally, they haven't read them, and there's hundreds of pages of budget documents. So they're giving pre-prepared remarks, or they're hunting through the reports to see if there's something they can pick out to speak about. And by the time they've had a chance to analyse it and give a real opposition point of view, sure, it's the next day or the day after, and the media story has moved on. So, you know, when we look at the budget in Ireland, we tend to talk about, well, how is tax change going to affect the money in your pocket, or maybe a welfare rate has changed? But we never really spend enough time saying, look, we're spending this year 114 billion. Where is that money going? What are we getting for that? What are the outcomes and the, you know, the lives that are changed around the country with this money? And so the report doesn't tell people what to think, whether we're spending too little or spending too much, but it just gives people the information so they can make their own mind up about whether we're doing the right thing. And so in other countries, you wouldn't have just one big budget day. You know, you'd have a different budget throughout the year for maybe the capital spending separately. You could have a day when you're spending money on some big ticket items like health and just focus on that. So you could have a debate on health spending and actually make those budget decisions. And likewise, in other countries, you know, Parliament and parliamentary committees would have more opportunity to really get into the detail of the budget and make proposals, for example, for more balanced regional development. And we don't have that opportunity here. It's just a one day. Here it all is. Here's the spending, and it gets pushed through. And so we could really do a lot more just by changing the way we approach the budget to, you know, break it down into different sections and have a more thoughtful approach to it. In particular, you know, we have an ageing population. We have a lot of economic change, a lot of political change going on around the world. You know, there's risks for Ireland. We need to start thinking in terms of 5-year, 10-year planning, and a revised budget process would help us do that as well.
Well, it certainly does bring clarity to what is going on in a way that I haven't seen it presented before. And thank you very much for joining us to talk us through it. That is Dr. Nat O'Connor, author of the report.